This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
Okay, class, that's the end of another week. Any questions?
Oh, miss, pick me. I have questions.
You're the only one with your hand up, so continue.
Gab, I know you religiously poo-poo my first question.
I don't. I just try to answer it.
Mm. Well, how about this one? Mm. Why aren't blueberries blue?
They are.
No, they're not.
They are.
They're not. They're purple.
No, they're not. They're blue.
They are not blue.
They're a deep blue.
No. I refuse to.
If you cook with them and you, like, put them through batter, it turns the batter blue, not purple.
If you drop them on the ground, the frozen blueberries, you pick them up with your hand, what's the colour of the stain that's on your hand?
Maybe that's the frozen blueberries. Maybe something happens as you freeze them. But fresh blueberries are blue.
They're not. They're not. 13, 12, 16, if you have an answer to that. They're the end of my questions for today. Right, here's another one. If you were a genie and a person asked you this wish, I wish you would not grant me this wish, what would you do?
Oh, God, how do you even deal with that?
Just go, look, I'm just going back in my lamp.
Yeah.
You shut up and go away.
You are way too complicated. Yeah. I'm out of here.
Yeah. Because that's a hard one. Because if you don't grant the wish, you're granting their wish.
Oh, yeah, nah, that's too hard for my brain today.
Do you think that in the world where there was an old lady who lived in a shoe, there's somebody else that owns the other shoe that's looking for the shoe that she is living in? She's squatting in somebody's shoe.
And I would hope that they don't put their foot in and squish them all when they find it.
What's their own fault? They didn't build a shoe, they found a shoe. Who builds a house shaped like a shoe? No one. They found a shoe, they moved into the shoe.
They needed shelter.
In a shoe?
It's a big foot though, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Mm.
It's huge. All right, we've got time for one last one and we've got a guest who has joined us. Brett has called up. He has a question. What's your question?
You know the saying, when you're in the doghouse, like most males usually are?
Yes.
What's it like for a dog? Are they in the human house?
Good one. Where do they go when they're in trouble?
Do they ever get in trouble?
I'm
sure. Of course they do.
They're male, of course they do.
Wow.
Maybe they're just outside.
Maybe. Good question, Brett. Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, if you have any answers to any of those questions, including Brett's, feel free to give us a call.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16. If you have any questions, you can call through too, just
Why
like
not?
Brett did.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16. A couple of minutes ago, we were having a bit of an argument over the colour of blueberries. Now, Gab, you think they're blue, right?
Yeah, they are blue.
No, they're not blue.
They're blue.
They're more a purpley colour.
Yes.
Trav is on the line. Mm. He's decided to...
Weigh in
on this argument. Trav, go ahead.
Yeah, mate. Blueberries are actually a dark blue slash purple, so they are on that borderline. But way Gabby said, with the batter, adding the white makes them a lighter blue. That's why they appear blue.
There we go.
Uh-huh, but they're still blue.
No, they're purple.
He said they're dark blue slash
Trav,
purple.
Here's where you went wrong. You said they're a dark blue slash purple. So you're now sitting on the fence, and I thought you were going to solve our problem.
You just made it worse.
This stupid argument over the colour of a blueberry, which is
they
not blue.
Borderline, depending on the person who's perceiving it, depends on the colour they see.
Well, there you go. So we can agree to disagree, Hamish.
This argument will continue across the weekend, and it shouldn't. It really shouldn't. Trav, thanks for the call.
No worries, mate. See ya.
I had a bit of a freak out yesterday morning. My brain went into meltdown.
Yep.
I didn't know what to do because I received a text.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened during the show. Hamish, we were having a grand old time.
We were.
Really enjoying each other's company, having a good laugh.
Hang on.
And then... This text came through and I lost it. And it said, a temporary block has been placed on your card due to unusual transaction activity. Please call the bank. And I was like, what? So, of course, I went straight onto my internet banking through my app and I looked at my account.
That was the show done for you.
Yep. I was out. I was mentally checked out because I went into it and in my credit card history, someone had spent... $400 on Italian designer clothes.
$400 on Italian designer clothes?
Well, it was about $480, and then there was another $50 on some game called Wild Tangent. I wasn't game to Google that on the work computer.
You weren't going to Google the game.
No, it sounds a bit dodgy. Mm. So I left that one, but those two transactions were obviously not mine. They were made overseas. There was like international transaction fees to go along with them and all that crap. And I was like, what is happening?
So all up, how much were you out of pocket?
Almost $600 when it came, because international transaction fees are really expensive, FYI.
I would assume so.
Yeah, yeah. So I was freaking out. I'm like, what? Who has my details? Mm. And I called the bank. Can I just say, kudos to the bank. They're insane. They picked up on it before I even noticed. They texted me. They put a block on my card. When I called them, they said, no worries, card's cancelled. We'll sort it out. We'll get your money back. Sweet, thanks, bye. And I didn't have to do anything else.
That is great.
Yeah, so I've got a new card on the way, so I'm not stressed anymore. Mm. But in that split second where you first realise that someone has your details, it is devastating.
It would be.
Especially considering they could have spent so much more money.
Yeah.
And I like when you think, oh my God, I've got to repay that.
Yeah,
it's horrible. Right. I'm like, you know what? Just give me the Italian designer clothes. That's good enough compensation.
That would have been nice.
I would never be able to afford to buy them myself, but at a default.
You sure. And we always say drink responsibly, but are you sure it wasn't a late night purchase at some stage by you?
At 1 a.m.
Yeah.
I just got onto some Italian website, found some hot shoes, and getting them shipped home. No.
Right. So it's definitely credit card fraud.
The transaction was made in Italy. Italy has made this purchase. That's why there was the international fee and all that. So it definitely wasn't me. I didn't fly to Rome overnight, make a few purchases and fly back in time for the show.
Well,
I wish I had that kind of money and time, but no. So it definitely wasn't me. But I want it on 13, 12, 16. Has anyone else been the victim of credit card theft or fraud?
I'm sure it happens.
Like, I know my mum has had it happen to her, but and the banks are pretty on top of it, I have to say. Yeah. Like, my bank was awesome, but, you know, you still get that horrible feeling when it occurs.
Well, has it happened to you? Have you suffered from credit card fraud?
And what did they buy?
Yes. Olena's on the line. Has it happened to you?
Oh, absolutely. I've had it happen so many times, it's not funny.
Really? What?
I have a business in town, and when I use my business card overseas to, you know, buy products and things, I've had it ripped off from China, America, Hong Kong, you name it, I've had it. So, but the funniest one was a couple of years ago, I was in a local coffee shop, and every single Saturday morning, I turn up at this coffee shop and I buy my coffee at 7 a.m. and use my card. And I buy all the staff treats and things, you see. So I do it every single Saturday morning. And 25 minutes later, the bank rings me and says, are you at Palazzo Versace? And I said, no, I didn't think so, because you just bought coffee in Toowoomba 25 minutes ago. Somebody tried to rack up $7,000 worth of accommodation on my exact card that I just spent, like $18 at a coffee shop in Toowoomba.
And they said, this isn't possible. You couldn't have.
Yeah.
I was worried about 600. Oh, my God, I wouldn't have a heart attack.
I don't have $7,000.
How good are the banks, though, when they pick up on this kind of thing, hey?
They were awesome. They must have the best computer software, because they honestly just got onto me so quickly. They said, you could not have moved from Toowoomba to the Gold Coast in 25 minutes.
No.
Not unless you got a private jet, and if you're spending $7,000 on accommodation, maybe you do.
Yeah, maybe you do.
Maybe you do.
Gap fillers. This is where we give you little tidbits of information that you can use to fill conversation. Yep. So whether it's in a meeting, chatting to your in-laws, having a new first date, if there's a lull in conversation, you need something to fill that void, and that's where we come in.
Normally these days when there's a lull in the conversation, we reach for our phones and we start scrolling through our Facebook page or whatever. In Canada, there is a restaurant that has banned screen time after 5 p.m.
Wow.
If you go in there for dinner, you're not allowed to take your mobile phone out of your pocket or your handbag or whatever. I'm not quite sure what happens if you do. Maybe they confiscate your phone.
Maybe they do. Maybe it's like school time.
They give it back to you at the end. But I think it's a great idea.
And other restaurants might follow suit. Yep. So you need bits of information in order to, you know, keep the conversation flowing. Yes. So because of the restaurant banning screen time after 5, all of these facts are food related.
Right.
Are we ready?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, a man was admitted into the ER in the States complaining of being drunk without having a sip of alcohol.
Right.
It was discovered He had built up yeast in his stomach, so when he ate starchy foods, the yeast fermented the sugars into ethanol.
Get out.
He was getting himself drunk.
That is purely amazing. He was a human still.
Yeah. I didn't even know that was possible.
Me either.
And obviously, it is probably like a very rare occurrence.
I would think so. Yeah. Otherwise, we'd all be
a little
tipsy all the time.
Also, though,
maybe we are. We just don't know it.
Maybe.
Who knows?
I found this really interesting. There's a Burger King in Illinois that has no relation to the Burger King franchise.
Yeah.
So it's a fast food chain, obviously. And in 1968, there was a court ruling to say that no Burger King franchise was allowed to be built within a 20-mile radius of the already there Burger King.
Right.
That is not part of the franchise. Very confusing. But, yeah, it's separate.
Separate
corporation.
Wow. And how does it work then? Like, are they doing something similar to Burger King, which incidentally in Australia is Hungry Jack's?
Not sure.
Okay.
They didn't go into details about the food. It's just a fun fact to say there is a Burger King that's not part of the franchise.
Got another one for us just to finish on?
I do actually.
Let's call this one a high point.
Okay, well, in 2011, an elderly Memphis woman who had ordered a pepperoni pizza every day for years was rescued by a delivery person when she failed to place an order for 3 days straight.
Oh.
Yeah, because she ordered it every day. Right. They were like, ooh, something's off here. So they went to check on her, and she'd actually taken a fall. And so luckily they went to check on her, and they were able to, you know, get her the care she needed.
Did they really care that she was okay, or were they missing the $5 for the pizza every day?
Either way, I think the lesson we've learned from this is if you order a pizza a day, you will, you know, have someone look after you if the time comes.
Pretty sure that's not the lesson.
I just want pizza every day.
Okay.
I'll come up with any reason possible.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.